The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As Kelvin Kiptum, in just his third career marathon at age 23, is racing against the clock. He will win today's race. Kiptum in bib number 2, arms swaying back and forth, pumping his chest. 2 hours, 34 seconds, a record, a world record in Chicago. It has been smashed. Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum wins the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in an unofficial world record time.
A brilliant call, as always, by Josh Liss, he of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9. A call you heard on The Score, one that in hindsight is now certainly bittersweet for many reasons. The Chicago Marathon is here once again. It is Sunday, the 46th running of the event. And here to tell us all you need to know about our award-winning broadcast and the race itself is Kerry Pinkowski on Twitter at Kerry Runs CHI, Executive Race Director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Hello again, friend.
Hi, Dan. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
It's that time of the year again. Hard to believe, but we're looking forward to a great weekend. Great day today for our participants from coming from all 50 states and 137 countries to discover the city and to walk around. Then we're going to see the weather cool over Saturday and Sunday, and we should have a great morning for our 51,000 runners that'll be going through the streets of Chicago.
What I love about it is you're hitting, of the 87, you're hitting 29 different neighborhoods on this. And the fanfare is one thing, because I've been part of it over in the South Loop area. And I just love that, like, it seems like everyone across the city is uniting for one cause. And that's to see the spectacle that it is. If your eyes are fast enough to keep up with the lead runners, because those guys are ridiculous.
Yeah, they're amazing athletes. There's such a great tradition here in Chicago of some of the greatest athletes. And that was evident in the Paris Olympics. Safwan Hassan, who won Chicago, she won the Olympic gold medal in the marathon. Our American team, 4 out of the 6 U.S. athletes qualified for the Olympics with their times in Chicago. So going back to Joan Samuelson in 85, where she won Chicago and then won an Olympic gold medal. So the tradition of some of the greatest athletes in the world make their way to Chicago.
You mentioned one cause. In fact, it's many causes, because the charity program here last year, 2023, raised $30.4 million. And since 2002, this charity program has generated more than $322 million for local, national, and global causes. And it has been really the standard as far as, and keeps setting records, where there are other events, there are running events and other events of many kinds that look to this as a model for how to do it.
Sure. You know, what we've found is it's just a wonderful partnership from training for the marathon and the philanthropic side of it. So it's been an amazing connection, and it's been an excellent platform for some wonderful organizations, Dan. Obviously, Team One Step, that we have a great partner with, you're affiliated with, that does some amazing work. But we're so proud of that, because the funding allows these organizations, in many cases, this is the event that they need to launch their year, to do some great things. So the generosity and connecting with training for a marathon, that commitment and that build up has worked in an amazing way. And last year was a record for us, as you mentioned, $30.4 million, and we are projecting ahead of that this year. So
that's great.
And we're going to have, in 2025, we're going to expand the charity program even farther with more participants. So it is a big part of what we do.
It's wild, because I mentioned like the 1 million people who come out to just watch and see that. But you've got 10,000 plus volunteers. How does something like this come together, and how do you get what you need and build upon it year after year?
Well, you know, a celebration of humanity. I mean, you talked about the elite athletes, but we have individuals all shapes, sizes, and abilities that I think, you know, residents of Chicago and people in the Chicagoland area connect with, you know. And I've always said nothing sells the event like the event itself, but we have hundreds of people said, hey, watch the marathon. I saw this individual participate. How do I get involved? How can I be part of this? And the volunteers, and in some cases we have organizations that have been doing this for 30 years. It's a date on their calendar, and it's, you know, they've come out. Some of the schools that volunteer, The students have gone on to graduate from college and gone on and gotten, and they're bringing their kids now. So it just works really well. It's a day where Chicago puts its best foot forward, and it creates an amazing community and for good causes, and to see some great racing. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the athletes that you see in Chicago, they get to see them in the Olympics, so they have a connection there. So we're very fortunate.
Let's talk about the broadcast and what goes into it. We've seen the hallways abuzz lately.
They're all here with
planning meetings.
I always know when
Mitch Rosen's office is filled with swag, right. Boxes of shoes and backpacks and all the jackets and windbreakers and everything else, that I know something's coming. This is not easy to do, and I hope people know it's not like broadcasting a basketball game
or a Sox game.
What you have to cover and how many people have to be coordinated. It's a massive undertaking.
Well, the team here and part of our success is our partnership with the Score. You guys have been amazing in the support of the event. But you know, it's a moving theater, and Josh has done this thing. This is the 20th year that Josh has done it, and he's anchored the show. We have Jenny Spangler, who is Olympian and local person here. Chris Weirman, Josh Cox. Trenier Mosier on the lead vehicle. So it's a great team, and it's a lot of energy. And Mitch directs the show. I mean, he's down there, crew call at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you better be on time. I'll tell you that, because it's great, but it's fun. And, you know, here Josh connected, made the call. He's got a real connection to the event. So they do an amazing job.
I'm reading about it and trying to get ready for this interview with you, and to hear that $547 million to the city's economy for what happens this weekend between the Abbott 5K on Saturday and then the marathon itself on Sunday. How big of an impact have you felt like this has made for people that you just talked to on an almost anecdotal level? I'm just curious as to what you feel as this thing has gone on for years and years and years.
Well, I mean, obviously people are in town. 30% of our participants come from outside the country. So they're in many cases are coming here for the first time. So if you can see people out, you know, with their marathon shirt on, discovering the city, they're shopping, going to different neighborhoods, they're out along the route doing some runs. And so it's a great introduction for people that may come back and do something else or come back and visit. So what better way to discover the city than to go through these 29 amazing neighborhoods? But it's great for the local economy, the restaurants, everything that goes into it. For me, one of the more rewarding factors of it is the ecosystem and working with some of the most dedicated people, city agencies, Chicago Police Department, the Park District that allows us to stage everything in Grant Park. The city agencies are out there, CDOT, Streets and Sanitation, that get the roadway in place. We've got an amazing Paralympic. Our wheelchair division is going to be phenomenal again this year. So there's a lot that goes into it. We had an all-agency call this morning, an all-agency team meeting with all the agencies on Wednesday. There's a great deal of team spirit. And Chicago is, in my opinion, the greatest event city in the world. The way that they integrate the departments and the way that everything comes together, police, fire, all the different agencies, local residents, local businesses, it's very rewarding.
I used to warn people against making plans at Italian restaurants on a Saturday night before. Is carbo loading still a thing?
It still is. I mean, some of the restaurants just do a all day buffet that people just rotate in and out. They eat and then they go back to the hotels. But you know, a lot of what's wonderful is we have friends and family members that are here that. Everyone's in bed on Saturday night or, you know, taking it easy. They're out, you know, partying, eating, drinking, enjoying Chicago, shopping and all that. So that's a big part of it. So we find things for them to do, too.
Shout out to one of my friends, Dan Kremsky, right? He runs marathons all the time. It's what he does. He's like, are you running Sunday? I was with him last night. He's like, oh, no, I'm just going to like kind of help out and run like 18 just with people and just make sure everybody's okay. There's a lot of people who you'll see whether they run a block with their favorite runner, their somebody they're related to, a friend, whatever. It's crazy how everyone kind of, like a tidal wave, gets involved with the process.
I could
right?
do that. I could do a block.
A block? A single? Yeah. A single?
Yeah, right. I could do that.
Exactly.
I have to be wrapped in a Mylar blanket as I fell down at the end of it.
You cannot do a block with the lead pack, I'm here to tell you.
Hell no! That's sprinting absolutely as fast as I could. I couldn't do a block on that.
You see some of the kids, sometimes they'll jump along the sidewalk and they'll make it maybe, 200 meters or whatever, and then they just give up. So
ChicagoMarathon.com is where to go. What else do you think it's important that people know, whether it's security, logistics? Is there anything you just want to make sure gets
just
said?
Come out. If our website, Dan, is the best, ChicagoMarathon.com. For information how to get around, one wonderful aspects is this is an accessible course for friends or family. The CTA does an amazing job with staff, and that you can get a day pass and get to different locations, or you can do it on foot. So come out and cheer. Come out and cheer some of our charity runners on, some of our elite athletes, or you can listen to a live wire-to-wire broadcast on AM, the award-winning AM 670, the Score broadcast. How's that for a plug?
7-11, exclusive coverage of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss, our team of marathon experts, broadcasting live from the finish line, reports from the lead vehicles and around the course. It can be heard only on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Carrie Pinkowski, good luck, good health,
guys.
And have another wonderfully successful year.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for all the support this year.